Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have an update on our tailgate tomorrow, Evan, okay?
Yeah.
And I want to thank the New York Mets because they're making this happen. So let's give credit where credit is due, okay? We are moving the tailgate to lot F. It's going to be the first row along Roosevelt Avenue. Okay, Evan?
Where's that?
Roosevelt Avenue.
Gotcha.
It's where the
train is. No, I know. I'm envisioning it
now in
my head.
The subway goes right up there.
I was just there.
You may have seen it before.
6 hours ago.
Maybe even took it once or twice.
I took it the other day.
So there's a grassy area. Let's just call it the grassy knoll.
The grassy knoll.
Why not? Okay. Right. So here's what they're doing. They're going to reserve two spots for us with blue cones.
By the grassy knoll?
By the grassy knoll.
Gotcha.
Front row, lot F.
Front row?
Well, along Roosevelt Avenue. So really the back row.
The back row.
You can look at it that way, sure.
Depending on how you want to look at a front row, it's the back row.
You can look at it that way.
Yeah.
So we're going to be back row, lot F, against Roosevelt Avenue in the grassy area. And it opens at 10 o'clock.
What time will we get?
I will not be there at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
I want to keep it real.
I was going to say.
10:30, game on.
Dude, you realize that you're supplying everything at this point?
I'm not supplying anything.
You're supplying the meat, the grill.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and the 1800 tequila.
The only thing I'm supplying is I'm bringing a baseball, a football.
No, no.
A glove.
Yeah.
And
cups.
Cups.
And mixers.
No, I never said I was bringing mixers.
Yeah, we did. I checked the tape if you want.
Never said
100%.
That. 100%. Nope.
You're bringing juice and soda.
Did I ever? No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I don't have any of that stuff. I'm very busy.
You can't stop at ShopRite on the way to the game?
No.
Come on, dude.
I'm busy. I got stuff I got to do with my youngest son tomorrow. True story.
Big Mac, you're bringing the mixers. That's that.
Yeah, it's all Big Mac. Someone else is bringing ice.
No, I'm not bringing ice. I can't. I don't have time for this.
You get the mixers the same place you get the ice.
Well, what kind of mixers for tequila?
Soda, juice, pineapples, whatever. You got it.
You said you were bringing the pineapple.
He did say it. I know. He's such a liar now.
You guys are special.
He pivoted so quickly, thinking no one listening heard 2 hours ago.
No,
so
you're right. I said I'd bring the pineapple juice. I said I'd bring that. You got to bring the rest of it.
No, you were bringing everything. The only thing I'm bringing is a football, some baseballs.
That was cups.
And cups. You're right. I did say cups. I
stand by
that.
You're bringing cups. He's bringing ice.
And he said ice. That was it. Everything else is on you. The spatula, the grill, the meat, the bread.
I'm good.
Good?
I got you.
Great.
All done. You guys can't bring a couple cases of soda?
No, I can't.
Well, you guys are
I can't.
Special.
I apologize.
You guys are the worst.
You can't create an event.
Yeah.
And then say, why can't you do this? Because you wanted to do all of it.
I mean, you guys got to pinch in a little bit.
I already did. I'm pinching in the red cup.
How many cups you
and
bringing?
And the sports stuff. Whatever a bag holds.
No, you gotta bring a couple sleeves. Four sleeves of cups.
Four sleeves?
Yeah. They come in two sleeves.
You turn this into a big event.
You can't just take this out of your own cabinet. You gotta go buy the
cups at
the store.
You gotta go buy four sleeves of cups.
Oh, no, I was taking it out of my cabinet.
No.
I don't have time.
Yeah,
I was going tomorrow morning to do something with my son.
Yeah, on your way home
and
tonight.
Then after the Met game at 11 o'clock at night. Busy guy. Sorry. You have all the time in the world. You should supply everything.
Big Mac, we're all counting on you.
What about Loogie? What about Loogie? Is he doing
He's
anything?
Not coming.
I would take the train anyway. I can't carry that stuff on a subway.
He's the worst. You're the second worst.
I'm bringing a cooler full of ice, about five or six bags. They have like the individual bags, but then they have the one long
the big
sleeve
10
where,
the 10-pound
where
bag.
It's all in the bag.
Just get 2 10-pound bags and we're good. 20 pounds of ice.
I don't think I can fit that in the cooler.
You're the worst.
Dude, you started the whole thing.
I'm bringing as many bags fit in my cooler. That's
done.
It's a large cooler.
It's a two-hour tailgate, dude.
Two-hour tailgate?
10:30 to 12:30. Yeah. Then we got to clean it up. That's all. Vince about Vincent. You got to bring soda, buddy.
So
there you go. Couple cases. My man.
I wanted to be a guest at the tailgate, not help host the tailgate. Like, I'm not cleaning up. That's your job.
I'm not cleaning up?
No.
Who says that?
Because I'm not even eating. I'm saving my stomach for the freaking suite that we're going into tomorrow.
I'm disgusted by
all of you. I'm disgusted by you. We should have done this for the giant Monday night game against the Dallas
Cowboys.
We're
going to. Don't worry.
Right. That I'm all in on the tailgate. I'll bring stuff. Let's go. That's a tailgate. Yeah. But on a Wednesday afternoon, when we're supposed to be in a suite with SNY, and it's basically we got to get there in the morning now.
Yeah.
You turn that into a tailgate? You got to think. You got to think better.
So you want to cancel the tailgate?
I didn't say
after
that.
All this.
No, I want you to
five hours of prep. You want to cancel?
I want you to be a man and take control of the tailgate.
Just bring the cups.
I already said I'd bring the cups.
Then that's it.
I'm done.
Look at your plate. You bring the ice.
I'm bringing the ice.
I'll take care of everything
else. I'm just saying, I better not be sitting on that grassy knoll with just ice all by myself.
See how it goes, right, buddy? Let's see how it goes.
What time do you think you get the call from Craig saying,
on traffic on Wednesday.
Change of plans.
A lot of traffic. Let me tell you, Grand Central Parkway is a bitch on a Wednesday morning. A lot of traffic by LaGuardia. Not sure I get there on time. Just saying. And I got all the meat. You guys are the worst, though.
We're the worst.
You guys blow up every good idea I have.
No. You blowed up the good ideas. We're supposed to race. I'm supposed to strike you out. None of that crap.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be there with ice. That was the plan.
What time are you going to be there stuff. At?
I'll be there by 10:30.
Okay.
I'll be at the grassy knoll by 10:30.
Then we're good. Then you and I have no problems.
Okay.
All good.
I better see you there.
You better see me there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Okay.
With bells on. That's right. I may even wear a Mets shirt.
Yeah.
I might wear a Mookie Wilson special with my own name on the back.
Wait, does that mean a Mookie Wilson special with your own name on the back?
Number one carton.
Oh, so then it's not a Mookie Wilson jersey.
Well, it's a Mookie jersey with my name on it.
It could also be a Luis Castillo jersey.
No, it's not. It's a Mookie jersey. Mookie Wilson wears number one.
You know who wears number one for the Mets right now?
Yes, I am the man right now. He wore it.
Yeah, but who wears number one for the Mets right now?
Some fly-by-night.
Best hitter on the team.
Oh, he does? Nice.
Who is it?
Connor wears number one.
Connor.
Mark Canna.
He does not wear number one.
Pete Alonso's wearing number one.
Pete's the best slugger on the team.
When did Pete give up to number 20?
He's wearing number 20. The best hitter on the team.
Francisco Lindor. He's wearing number one.
He wears number 12. Close.
Oh, Jeff McNeil.
There it is.
He wears number one.
He used to wear number six, but he gave it up to Starling. Now he wears number one.
By the way, did you see how much Sauce Gardner paid to get the number one jersey?
I did.
If you didn't see it, this is crazy to me. He paid $50,000 to get the number one.
Yeah.
Like,
that matters.
I'm not sure what's worse, that or those rookie dinners when the guys buy Louis XVI and have a $75,000 bill.
Starling Marte gave Jeff McNeil a Rolex watch of him.
So figure that's minimum $10,000.
Okay, I mean,
minimum.
That's
pretty stupid.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How much does the number mean to you?
Not enough to give you $50,000 for
it. Did you have a specific uniform number that you wear? You're number eight.
I love number eight. It's my favorite number.
So if we were creating a team and someone else had number eight,
that would never happen.
No, I have number eight.
But that would never happen.
But I have it. I own the rights to it. Too bad.
But that would never happen.
Everybody agrees. The architects agreed. It's my number.
Good.
And I say to you, what's it worth to you?
Nothing.
You would not pay a dime for it.
I wouldn't give you a nickel for it. No.
Not even like meat?
Nope. Meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you a filet for
it. Like Parati says, Craig will help you.
I'll give you a skirt steak for the number eight. Sure, done. You got it.
Okay. Why are you married to the number eight, by the way?
Just my favorite number. No reason.
What makes it your favorite number, though?
I like the curves in it.
You're fine. Yeah. I like the curves.
Yeah, I like that. It's like, because on the side, it's infinity. No starting place, no ending place.
I like that.
Yeah. You like that?
Okay.
That's deep, right?
Yeah. You look at number eight sideways, it's infinity.
Number eight sideways is limitless possibilities.
I like that.
Just made that up.
I just popped
totally
in
just
your
made
head.
That up. Yeah, but sounds good, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
You had me convinced.
Here's Chris in Bergen County. Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Love the show. I heard you guys talking about running bases earlier, and I grew up out on Long Island.
Yeah.
And every time we played, we had at least 10 kids. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Evan.
I take the L. Me and Big Matt take the L. I thought I had comfort that Big Mac agreed that we never played running bases with more than 10 people, but I've looked at Twitter. I have heard the phone calls. We're a bunch of losers. Big Mac and I, we're a bunch of big, fat Long Island losers.
Yeah, there you go.
So thank you, Chris.
Well, at least we're all on the same page now, Chris. Good job, buddy. Here's Nick in Wilton, Connecticut. Nick, what's going on, kid?
Okay, I got to chime in here, Evan.
What's up?
You are killing Craig and the whole idea of a tailgate. If you can't find 5 minutes to get a sleeve of cups, you have a wife who I assure would help you. You got to do something, yeah. Bro. Steph, up. Come on.
I never wanted. I never wanted.
You do a net game. You buy a pretzel in the hallway. Come on, dude.
Buy a pretzel in the hallway.
Man, let's go.
Let's go is right.
I don't know.
Give the guys food.
I don't know what that means.
You're killing us. Bro.
I don't know what that means.
He's saying step up.
I never wanted the tailgate tomorrow. That's the point. I was never in
favor. You're a partner with your boy.
That's why I begrudgingly, as a loyal guy, said, all right, fine. I'll show up. I'll bring some cups. And I'll bring my.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Bro.
Not by gunpoint, but by, all right, I guess I feel sort of bad. But I wasn't into a tailgate when we're lucky enough to be in an
SC. I apologize, Evan.
Oh.
I apologize. You're a man.
Thank you.
Step up and do it. That's all I wanted to say. My apologies.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Nick. You sound like a great guy.
There you go.
I am.
You do. Genuinely.
By the way, it's going to be epic. I might live stream from the tailgate party.
I still don't know if the tailgate's going to happen. I think I'm envisioning a lot of angry tweets and DMs tomorrow when there is no tailgate.
I already told you where we're going to be.
Yeah, you're setting this up pretty big. You better be there.
You know, see how it goes.
And you do remember, you know, you got to renounce your candidacy.
Announce my candidacy?
Yeah, if you don't show up, you agree to that.
People.
For the Pulse.
Oh, renounce.
Yeah. Renounce.
Renounce. Not announce. Yes.
I got you. I do think the funniest spin on all of this is that Craig doesn't show up and me and Big Mac are just sitting there with no food.
No food, no booze.
Like hundreds
of cups
people.
And ice.
I got cups and ice, though.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, everybody, do you want Big Mac to sing? I'll show you my scorebook. Try to entertain the masses.
There, by the way, there is a part of me that would love to do that.
It's kind of funny, actually.
But that would be just a flat-out douche maneuver.
It would be.
But it'd be classic.
But I even admit there's a part of me that would find that hilarious.
Okay.
You would have to renounce, though, your Pulse of the People nomination.
I'd have to renounce my nomination.
And Big Mac would get some kind of golf trip.
I get him a foursome at a great golf course. Yeah, which is not that big a deal to do. I can handle that. I mean, that's easy. So I'm good with that.
You're thinking about it.
But I just love skirt steaks so much on garlic bread at 11 o'clock in the morning, surrounded by like-minded men and women. I just want to have a nice Wednesday afternoon at the ballpark.
Yeah.
See the Mets beat the Astros.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it sets itself up to be a great day. It's going to be beautiful outside. I got the tunes. Yeah. Maybe someone brings a Frisbee.
I'll bring a Frisbee. I can take that. I'm already bringing a football.
I don't want to put you out, Evan. I know the cups are a lot for you. I don't want to put you out and have you get a Frisbee.
No, the sports stuff, I'm good. Do you want me to bring bases for the running bases?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
No.
Why?
Because we don't need bases.
Why the hell not? I got bases.
We're good.
Supply some bases.
We're good, I said.
Slide right into second base
on
the concrete.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we've had enough exercise on concrete for one show, don't you think? Don't you think? Come on.
Yes.
That would be funny, though.
Yeah, it'd be funny if a guy face planted again. Sure.
What else falls?
And I want to thank the Mets, because the Mets are hooking us up with a space to tailgate. So good job by them. Appreciate that. Lot F, Roosevelt Avenue, so the back of Lot F. Grassy Knoll.
Grassy Knoll.
I wonder, is that right next to the steps coming down from the 7 line, you think?
I'm trying to remember, because I was just there literally six hours ago.
If you came down the steps and made a U-turn, that's essentially where we're talking about, right?
Is that where it is? Yeah, I think that is.
To the left, though. Not to the
right. Because then there's a gate, because you can't just walk right into the street. There's an opening. But if you go past that street, there's a gate. And so I bet you there is grass right over there. I was literally there six hours ago, and I can't remember.
Big Mac, we're going to need you to do a little reconnaissance to get there early first. That'd be a good move for you.
Yeah, get there at about 9, just so we can see what's going
on. 10 o'clock. You got to be there at 10 o'clock.
For what? To give you stuff that you can easily find on a map right now?
Yeah, so you can direct us where we pull in. Hey, guys, I'm over here.
It's right. As soon as you walk down the steps from the 7 line, make a left. That's Roosevelt Avenue right there.
I understand that, but it'd be good if you kind of, you know, patrolled.
I'm going to get there at 10:30.
10 o'clock.
I will be
Let's get there at 10
o'clock. 10:30.
Maybe you get there at 10 o'clock.
10:30, I will be on the grass at Roosevelt Field by park.
Let me ask you this question, Evan. Mm-hmm. How many bottles of 1800 do I have to bring? Three? Think three is enough?
Yeah.
I think three is good, right?
Yeah. Definitely. I think that's fine.
I got coconut. Mm-hmm. I got Reposado. I got Añejo. Cristalino. Got it all.
I think one of each would be fine.
One of each would be good for you? That's enough? Yeah, yeah, you think?
That's more than
just bring a gallon of tequila. All good. That's enough?
I think so. You're the one telling me how much you have. I love this. I love people like
yeah.
this. It's like, I've got so much. I got so much.
Plenty
I need to bring all that, do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, but you know, you got a little greedy there. Gallon. Bring one of everything.
Did I say a gallon?
Pretty much.
I said one bottle of each. You got it's each bottle's a gallon?
No. 750 mLs. So, whatever that is. Excuse you. How many ounces is 750 mLs? I don't know. Seems like a lot.
Let me Google that.
75
How
ounces?
Many?
Any idea?
No.
Like, that's a, is that a milliliter? ML?
ML is a milliliter, yeah.
That would be 23 fluid ounces.
23 ounces?
Yep. 750 milliliters yeah. is 23.
How many ounces in a gallon?
How many ounces in a gallon?
Like 68.
How many ounces
yeah.
in
112?
A gallon?
34.
128.
128. And 28 ounces in the 750. So you're saying we need five bottles to get a gallon of tequila, right?
I think so.
That's
is that
what
how
I'm
the
here.
Math gets you to?
Five bottles is a gallon.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go.
Wait, each bottle is 750
milliliters?
750 milliliters,
yeah. 28
yeah,
ounces,
so five.
According to the math major over there.
Yeah, you'd have to get about...
I already did the math, Evan.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you do it correctly?
I did the math. We're good. We're good.
I think you need six bottles.
Six bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're getting a little crazy.
No, I think that's what... It's 128.
Yeah.
So if each 750 milliliters is 25 fluid ounces...
28 ounces.
And you got to get to 120, do the math. You're at five.
That's what I said.
Isn't that what I just said?
No, you said six. Damn it. See you later, SNY. Thank you, Grandma.
All this math is giving me a headache.
I think it's going to be great. Tomorrow's going to be the best day game of the year because we're tailgating.
Justin Verlander against Taiwan Walker on a Wednesday afternoon at City Field.
And let's be honest, the Mets are going to get shelled tomorrow.
Really?
So you want to go in there with a good buzz
on. You got on me for being negative about
shellacked.
This two-game series against the Astros. And now you're basically saying they're going to get shellacked?
Yeah.
And you yelled at me at the beginning of the show for saying, hey, I don't feel good about this series? So you agree with me. You don't feel good about this series.
No, I think they split, but I think they get shelled
tomorrow. So they win tonight, they lose tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yes.
Correct. That's what I think.
Today's lineup with the Yankees is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and 1800 Tequila, the world's most awarded tequila family.
See, I told you 1800 Tequila.
No Giancarlo, no Glaber. Who else? No Donaldson's playing. So it's DJ, Judge, Rizzo, Donaldson, 1-4. Trevino's batting fifth. Hicks in center. IKF back in the lineup at short. Marwin in left, Joey Gallo batting ninth. It's J.P. Sears versus Frankie Montas, Yankees A's tonight.
Listen, I got a lot of people on Twitter offering to bring stuff for the tailgate. Here's what I'm going to say. Bring whatever you want. All I'm bringing is some meat, and I'm not bringing meat for 50 people. We're bringing some meat, going to make some sandwiches, some dogs and burgers, and a gallon of tequila. That's all I'm bringing.
And all I'm bringing is a football, a baseball, my own glove, and cups.
Yeah, Big Mac.
I am bringing my glove as well and a cooler full of ice.
20 pounds of ice. Nice.
A cooler full of ice.
So the only thing we need are mixers, and we're good to go.
What are you bringing, Luke? Anything?
Swag.
Yeah, swag.
Lots
He's not even coming to the game.
Swagger.
He's not coming. He's not coming. He's not allowed to come now.
Not allowed to come. Right? It's public domain. I can walk
You're not
in
allowed there. To come to where we are. No, you're just not allowed.
It's a public area.
It's stalking.
Well, for
all
it's
right,
stalking.
I can't have you stalking me.
I don't want to go down this road here, but I set this up. I set this up, so I'm gonna be there.
Oh, you set this up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, with the phone ring, it's with the
right.
Who called the Mets?
Make sure you bring the soda since you set this up.
Well, I can't do that.
Yeah, right.
There's no stores in Manhattan to pick up any soda. Actually,
can't buy soda in Manhattan.
By the way, there's a convenience store 2 blocks from City Field. Go get the soda.
Soda shortage.
And walk it over. All good. Yeah, I set this up. he said. There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.